Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello, my name is Stephen Butler and I'm here to guide you through the world of stories online podcasts. And today we are talking about the giant of Jum. Fee, he said, and fie, he said, and foe, he said, and thumb. Look out, children, the giant of Jum is grumpy and hungry and he's off in search of a tasty snack. And the tastiest of all is a boy called Jack. But Jack and his friends don't see a scary giant. They see a magically tall man. A man who can fetch lost balls and rescue cats from trees. Perhaps this hungry giant is softer than he seems. An incredible rhyming text and a brilliant, big-hearted twist on a classic fairy tale from the uniquely talented author and poet Ellie Woolard and award-winning illustrator Benji Davis. The Giant of Jum also contains a very important message, and we'll see what that is after this reading by Stephen Mangan.
The Giant of Jum was a grumpy old grouch who was constantly grizzling and grumbling. And when he was hungry, he'd slobber and slouch and say, "Oh, how my tummy is rumbling." "Fee," he said, "and fie," he said, "and foe," he said, "and fum. How I pine, how I wish for a child on a dish, little children a yummy yum yum." And he thought of a tale that his brother had told, of a beanstalk and boy known as Jack. "He'd be nice," thought the giant, "if eaten quite cold, with a side dish of beans for a snack." He strode through the land with such thunderous stomps that the trees started shaking and swaying. Through fields and forests, through rivers and swamps, and to gardens where children were playing. "Thumb," he said, "and foe," he said, "and fie," he said, "and fee. Children, I feel, make a fabulous meal. I will gobble you up for my tea." But the children said, "What a magnificent man! You're so marvellously magic and tall." And they said, "Will you help us? We're sure that you can. Oh, please, will you fetch us our ball?" The giant said, "Well, I suppose it won't hurt, but soon, have no fear, I'll be back. You'd be scrumptious if eaten with cream for dessert, just as soon as I've gobbled that Jack." "Foe," he said, "and fum," he said, "and fee," he said, "and fie. Children taste nice mixed with pasta or rice, and they're perfect when popped in a pie." But the children ran up and they yelled, "Look at that! Up there in the leaves, can you see? Oh, please, will you help us and rescue our cat? It's got stuck up that sycamore tree." The giant said, "Well, I suppose it won't hurt, but soon, have no fear, I'll be back. You'd be scrumptious if eaten with cream for dessert, just as soon as I've gobbled that Jack." "Fie," he said, "and fee," he said, "and fum," he said, "and foe. My very best treat is some children to eat. I will start at the littlest toe." But the smallest boy whispered, "My legs are so sore," and he slumped to the ground and he cried, "I can't make it home. I can't walk anymore. Oh, please, could you give me a ride?" The giant says, "Well, I suppose I don't mind," and he lifted the boy on his back. The boy said, "I love you, you're wonderfully kind, and what is your name? I'm called Jack." "Fee," he said, "and fie," he said, "and little Jack Snack, is that right? I'll pulp you and stew you, I'll gulp you and chew you, and gobble you up in one bite." But the children said, "Oh no, you wouldn't. We think that you've made a mistake. You're such a kind giant, you couldn't. Nice giants always eat cake." The giant was starving. His tummy was rumbling. But then he said, "Wait, are you sure? I'm grizzly and grumpy and grouchy and grumbly. I've not been called lovely before."
"You rescued a cat from a tree," shouted Jack. "And you fetched us our ball. You're so nice. You gave me a ride through the streets on your back. So we've made this for you. Have a slice."
"Ho," he said, and "hum," he said, and "ha," he said, and "he." "Chocolate's much better than children." And he ate it all up for his tea.
That was amazing. And if you didn't get the message in The Giant of Jum is don't eat kids, eat cake. And so when you've put your cake down and you want to read more books, why don't you go over to www.worldbookday.com to check out some of the other podcasts and suggested stories and reading. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
Jabber Production. JIBBA JABBA.